cost?
Is your husband? I like the best boy. I was in shock because I'm thinking, well, we just put this up and I know this can't be it. So I called TJ Hill.
Have you ever said
that?
How did this stuff happen?
No.
Anyone have access?
No. Yes, right, exactly. Exactly.
No, this is all just funny. So I think that maybe we need to change the search area.
Yes.
But it's not. It's not right.
You basically put a stake in your phone.
There was another picture. Someone else in the back of the picture. I'll tell you what it was.
Good Caesar.
The meeting will now come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you very much. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ball?
Here.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Mr. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Holmes?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Sweet?
Here.
Mr. Packett?
Here.
Mr. Wine?
Here.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 present, 1 vacant, 1 absent.
We'll move to the approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of May 10th?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. We'll move on to announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements from members of council? Yes, I think your guest is here.
Yes,
you want
I
to
did.
Do, you're going to do a presentation.
Yeah, I announced that at the appropriate time I'll be moving to suspend the rules and do a presentation at the beginning.
All right, thank you, Mr. Tech.
Mr. President, Bertan. I have a presentation. Yes, thank you. I have a presentation tonight under the presentation agenda item.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further announcements? Seeing none, we'll move on to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 16047, amendment to fiscal year 2016 capital budget increase appropriations and state authorizations of $275,000 to the Jester Walking Path Project. Ordinance 16048, amend the capital budget for FY 2016 increase appropriations and state authorizations of $200,000 to the Glasgow Regional Park Project. Ordinance 16049, amending Custer County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code, regarding standing, stagnant, or non-maintained border on exterior premises. Ordinance 16050, amend the grants budget for $800,000 to the Historic Preservation Property Maintenance Revolving Fund. Ordinance 16051, amend the grants budget appropriate $275,000 in anticipated State of Delaware grant made funds to the Epsilon James Senior Center FY 2017, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 16052, grant budget appropriate $97,264 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2016 State Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 16053, amend the grants budget for FY 2017 appropriate $1,874,082 from the Department of State Delaware Division of Libraries to A, Library Administration, $88,183, B, Appaquinimate Library, $130,504, C, Bear Library, $308,882, D, Claymont Library, $129,461, E, Brandywine Hundred Library, $280,967. Ellesmere Library, F. Ellesmere Library, $129,449. G. Hokeson Library, $157,386. H. Kirkwood Library, $209,738. I. Newark Library, $272,303. And the J. Woodlawn Library, $167,209, which are all administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 16054, amending grants budget to appropriate $55,000 to the value of 50 donated fingerprint scanners from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the donated more important fingerprint scanner grant to the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 16055, amending grants budget to appropriate an additional $65,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to the Emergency Management FY 2016 grant. Ordinance 16056, amend the annual FY 2017 operating budget, reduce the FY 2017 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety Office of Emergency Management by $427,490 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2017. Ordinance 16057, amend the grants budget to appropriate $267,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Funding Management Agency, FEMA, $427,490 in local funding from Newcastle County, and $41,900 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG Nuclear, to fund the operations of the Office of Emergency Management, OEM, for FY 2017.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All of the witnesses that you just heard for introduction would be considered for adoption at our next regular scheduled legislative session 2 weeks from tonight. Reports from select and special committees. Finance Committee, Councilman Smalley.
Yes, President Pro Tem. The Finance Committee met at 8:30 today at the 8th floor conference room. We reviewed issues on this evening's agenda and approved several grants. The entire meeting will be available on Council's website.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Community Services met this afternoon as well. On the agenda for Community Services, we did have a discussion about the IDEA program. For council members who may not have gotten the brochure, there's a very nice brochure describing the IDEA program that you may want to share with your constituents. And the IDEA program has listed the number of areas in our county that is being benefited from the program, including Christiana, Claymont, Newark, Newport, and Newcastle. Also, we did have a discussion and a report on the 2015 sports and athletics programs throughout Newcastle County. We'll move on to land use.
Thank you, Mr. President. Land use met today at 2:15 upstairs. It was a special meeting. We had two items on the agenda for renaming that will be on the consent calendar tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. The executive committee meeting met this afternoon as well. We had consideration of two reappointments that are on the consent calendar for this evening, and we also discussed the pay plan and rates of pay for the chief administrative officer for Newcastle County, which is also on tonight's agenda. We'll now move on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed from the consent calendar at this time?
Mr. Pro Tem.
Councilman Smalley.
I don't want anything removed. I just want to clarify on the record that the two renamings have been removed from the consent calendar and are listed separately.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other requests regarding the consent calendar? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 16085, congratulating Stephen M. Andreas for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 16086, congratulating Christopher P. Morris for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 16087, honoring Michaela Moore for being named Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware. Resolution 16088, congratulating Michael Philip Young on achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 16089, honoring Robert Lee Snow for his service to the Newcastle County Police Department and hereby dedicating the Corporal Robert Lee Snow Room. Resolution 16090, reappointing Terry Stone to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. Resolution 16091, reappointing Michael Finnegan to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. Resolution 16092, in honor of Robin Brown's distinguished career with the News Journal and her many contributions to Newcastle County, Delaware. Resolution 16093, congratulating Patricia A. Woods for over 28 years of service and retirement as an employee of the Newcastle County Government. Resolution 16094, congratulating Tamara M. Petrozak for over 31 years of service and retirement as an employee of the Newcastle County Government.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
The consent calendar is hereby adopted. We'll move on to presentations. Councilman Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Two weeks and a half ago, I had an opportunity to attend the soccer running there, where there was a presentation given by the state to Robin and as well as the Mediator Heritage Association for Robin Brown and their journalism and reporting. My career problem with Robin goes back, I'm going to say maybe 2 or early 93, when I was elected president of the Civic Association. I later went on and worked with the state legislator to then, when the state had a little bit more money, purchase the corner of Obama Pike and 273. Robin had done a story on that, and then I progressed into the 740 Alliance. So pretty much my whole public life, the volunteer part and the public elected part, has been covered by Robin. We've done articles with cemeteries, and through all that, Robin's, in a sense, really always given back to me because she's always wrote those articles. We had really great meetings at 740. It was a great opportunity and experience for me to grow and learn under Robin, who shared so much with me when she did her stories. We would always chat about the history and the things that she had been. One time when we did one of those short cemeteries, she talked about dates and charcoal and how you were able to get the dates off of them, things like that. So it was really a great opportunity. And I'm not going to go through and read the whole resolution tonight, but I know we all have many, many stories we can share with Robin. I can tell you with the constituents that I still have today that have issues, and they ask me, what's Robin's contact? We need to get her to do the story. And I have to respond, and, well, Robin is now retired. She works for the county, but she's not writing these stories any longer. So the community, as well as everybody, knew Robin. Some of the long rocks in our community, the Walters and stuff, Billy, them. I mean, these were just people that I really today regret never going up and sitting down with them, but those are things that Robin did. The amount of history and knowledge that she's come up with her career is just amazing. It's just something that, I'm so envy of her on the patent with us, and she is really a go-to person. So, Robin, in appreciation, I have this resolution for you and your
distinguished career with
Huston to present to you. Absolutely. Thank you, Councilman Tackett. President Pro Tem, members of Newcastle County Council, fellow government staff, residents, and guests, I'm humbled by and deeply appreciate this recognition. A colleague of mine once figured out that I had written more than 50,000 articles for the News Journal. And I want to thank everybody who was involved in every one of them, and a lot of them are here. People who shared information, people who read my stories as I grew from an intern to a cub reporter, and eventually took early retirement as the News Journal's longest serving news staff member. I'm grateful that I got to work in the News Journal during the News Journal's golden years, as well as the golden years of the newspaper industry. And now I thank County Executive Tom Gordon for the new opportunity to serve as the county's communications specialist. I also want to thank you, all of you, the members of County Council, for the kindness that you all have shown me as I move to the other side of the notebook, joining you in the government side of public service. I look forward to working with all of you as we continue to serve this wonderful county, the one place I've always called home.
Congratulations, Robin. 50,000 articles is a lot of ink. Councilor Cartier.
I'd like to ask Ms. Woods and her family to join us in the front of the chamber here. Tonight I have, a great honor and privilege to help one of our valued county employees for the finance department go into a new life of retirement, and I'm going to read from the resolution for honoring Ms. Woods for years of service to Newcastle County. Congratulating Mr. J. Woods for the 28 years of service and retirement as an employee of the Newcastle County government. Whereas Patricia Woods was hired as Town Clerk 1, Newcastle County's Finance Department on January 25, 1988, whereas during her 28 years of Newcastle County government, Patty was promoted to Account Clerk 2, Account Clerk 3, Accounting Operations Assistant, Account 2, Budget and Procedures Analyst, and Senior Budget and Procedures Analyst. And whereas Patty has been a valuable, highly regarded member of the accounting staff within the Office of Finance, whose hard work and dedication contributed to the production of the annual financial statements, the capital budget and program, the management of the debt service function for the involvement of finance, and whereas Patty has been an individual primarily responsible for preparing Newcastle County capital budget and program and the capital budget and debt service sections of the comprehensive annual budget summary for over 13 years, and whereas Newcastle County's comprehensive annual budgets summary has earned the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award, and Newcastle County's comprehensive annual financial report has earned national recognition by being awarded the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting during this time from the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada. Whereas Patty is a loving wife to her husband Chip and devoted mother to her two children Heather and Sean, whereas Patty is a proud alumnus Paddle Academy and Delaware Technical Community College, whereas Patty is well-liked and respected by her co-workers, whereas Patty is looking forward to enjoying quality time with her family and friends. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, and the County Council hereby congratulates Patty Woods on her retirement and thanks her profusely for her 28 years of service to the citizens of Newcastle County.
Patty, thank you, Councilman Cartier. We'll move on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 16095, Mr. Smiley.
I request that Resolution 16-095 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 16095 to amend the residential subdivision report is Taylor Town and Village of Windover located west of Smalley's Dam Road. east of Songstreet Drive and north of Penman Drive, tax parcel number 10039-10001 to Evergreen Apartments at Christiana Reserve.
Councilman Smalley.
As per title.
Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll move to the public. Anyone wishes to speak to the subject of this resolution? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call is 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Resolution 16095 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 16096. Councilman Street.
Mr. President, I move that Resolution 16096 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 16096, to rename the residential subdivision recorded as Canby Park Apartments, tax parcel number 07043200066, located east of Robinson Lane, west of Homestead Road, and south of Boxwood Road, in Christiana 100, to Evergreen Apartments at Riverfront Heights.
Councilman Street.
For title.
Any member of council have any question or comment regarding this resolution? Seeing none, I'll move to the public. Any member of the public have any comment or question regarding this resolution? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call is 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Resolution 16096 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 16067. Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I make a motion to leave Resolution 16-067 on the table until later on the agenda and to go out of order until such time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smalley. Does that also apply to the amendment?
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you. So we'll move on to ordinances. Ordinance number 16045. I would be taking care of this ordinance because President Bullock is not here. Madam Clerk, please read ordinance number 16045 and place before council for consideration and adoption. I make a motion to move that.
Second.
Ordinance 16045, to amend the pay plan rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of the executive office.
This particular ordinance was discussed this afternoon in the executive committee meeting, and it pertains to one particular position in the executive office. The chief administrative officer currently goes to only 7 steps, and this ordinance will make the position commensurate with other positions that goes to step 10. So this essentially authorizes the position to move from a step 7 to a step 10, consistent with other positions in Newcastle County Government. Comment or question from any members of council? Seeing none, any member of the public have any comment regarding this ordinance? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 16045.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Not voting.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Not voting.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, for a time, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 2 not voting, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Ordinance number 16045 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 16046. Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance 16-046 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16046 to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the Ironside Crossing subdivision located in Vincator 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights.
Ms. Diller.
Per title.
Any member of council have any question or comment regarding this resolution? Seeing none, we'll move to the public. Any comment or questions from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call is 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Ordinance number 16046 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 16026. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that ordinance 16026 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk? Mr. Smalley.
Mr. Pro Tem, I request that ordinance 16026 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16026, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2017, beginning July 1, 2016.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, this is the annual revenue ordinance for FY2017 and establishes all the tax rates and provides fees and charges not in this ordinance can be established at a later time.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call avails 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Ordinance 16026 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 16027. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I make a motion that ordinance 16-027 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes, Mr. President, I request the ordinance 16-027 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16027. Calculation of fixed service charges effective July 1, 2016 for fiscal year 2017.
As stated by Clerk of Council, this establishes the FY17 sewer service charges, which there is no increase over FY16.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comment or questions from members of Council? Seeing none, we'll move to the public. Any comment or question from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Ordinance number 16027 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 16028. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request ordinance 16-028 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request the ordinance 16-028 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16028, an ordinance authorizing issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2017 capital budget.
Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. President. Ordinance 16-028 authorizes the bonding for the FY17 capital projects, and with the list attached thereto, the Land Use and Planning Board has provided their joint recommendation for the capital program and budget. It has been received by members of council. Just a reminder to council, this piece of legislation does require 10 votes for passage.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vote.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 16028 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to Ordinance 16029. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, at this time I'd like to make a motion to return to regular order of business to consider Resolution 16-0267.
Second.
Okay, Mr. President, I request that Resolution 16-067 be lifted from the table.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I would request that resolution 16-027 be read by title only. 16-067. My apology.
Move
second.
Resolution 16067, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2017 through 2022.
Mr. Snally.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, at this time I would request amendment number 1 to resolution number 16-067 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to resolution 16-067 adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2017 to 2022.
Was this lifted? The amendment is also on the table. Is that correct, Mr. Snally?
Pardon?
The amendment itself is also on the table?
No, the amendment was never tabled. It was never introduced.
Okay, very well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, amendment number 1 to resolution 16-067, adjust the capital program budget by adding two broad projects and adjusting the funding.
Sure.
So. Call for the vote on the amendment.
Any comments on the amendment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we need to do a roll call on the amendment?
Roll call,
yeah.
We need to do a roll call vote, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cardinale?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call goes 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that resolution 16-067 as amended by amendment number 1 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16067 as amended by amendment number 1, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2017 through 2022.
Mr. Smiley.
As stated, Mr. Pro Tem, this adopts the six-year capital program beginning July 1, 2016.
Comment or questions from members of the council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the public. Any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cardinale?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call goes 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Resolution 16067 is hereby adopted. Did we do the 16029?
No, sir.
Ordinance? Okay, let's That's start
right.
there.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request that ordinance 16-029 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Pro Tem, I request the ordinance number 16-029 be read by title only.
Second.
Ordinance 16029, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request that amendment number 1 to ordinance 16-029 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
All in favor? Of the amendment.
Roll call.
I have to read it.
She has to read it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have to read it.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance 16029, the capital budget ordinance in Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. Amendment number 1 to ordinance 16-029 realigns funding of FY17 capital budget to provide funds for the two added projects, which is the Delaware City Industrial Sewer Expansion and the Southern Sewer Service Area.
Thank you, Councilman. This was discussed earlier in the Finance Committee meeting. Any comment or questions, further questions on the amendment, members of Council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cardinale?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that ordinance number 16-029 as amended by amendment number 1 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16029, as amended by amendment number 1, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016.
Yes, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this authorizes the FY17 capital spending.
Any comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, is there any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 16029 as amended.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reads 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Ordinance number 16029 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 16030. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that ordinance 16-030 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that ordinance 16-030 be read by title only.
Second.
Ordinance 16030, adopt the annual operating budget in DeKalb County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016.
Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that amendment number one, the ordinance number 16-030, be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Amendment number one to ordinance 16030, the annual operating budget in DeKalb County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016.
Any comment or question on the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. The amendment number one, ordinance 16-030, increases the FY17 funds readily available to the Ethics Commission by $77,395. It also provides that any funds left in the FY17 Ethics Commission budget go to the Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Program.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comment or question by members of council on the amendment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request the ordinance 16-030 as amended by amendment number one be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16030, amended by amendment number one, about the annual operating budget in DeKalb County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016.
Mr. Smalley?
Yes, Mr. President, this ordinance authorized the FY17 operating budget of $267,283,718, which does not include a property tax increase.
Thank you, sir. Any additional comment or question from members of council? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, sir. Mr. President Pro Tem and members of council, so we have the ordinance to fund the next operating year of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2017, and I think it's always worth noting and stressing to the public we serve that fully more than 65 cents of every tax dollar we receive goes to the public safety function in this county to protect and respond to emergencies for our citizens, and that forms the bulk of the commitment of this county, followed by libraries, and really it's important to stress that because I don't think a lot of people really realize in the general public where the bulk of our revenues go.
Thank you, Councilman. Any additional comment from members of council? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Any comment or questions from the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 absent, 1 vacant.
Ordinance number 16030 is hereby adopted. Does any other member of council have any further question or comment? Is anyone from the ordinance who would like to address council at this time?
Motion to adjourn.
There's no. Thank you, Councilman.
Seconds.
Aye.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate all your help.
Business like?
I don't need it.
Bye.
That's all.
That's probably has something to do with it.